You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Are you ready to talk about this Patriots offense,
Keith? I am ready to talk about the offense, Jones. Let's talk some Pats offense. It kind of got stymied there in the second half.
Well, it wasn't
kinda
great.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot cooking there in the second half.
And we spent a lot of time yesterday focused on the defense and their struggles.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
I think it was the right thing to do.
I think too.
The defense was the bigger issue yesterday. Special teams was at fault.
Yeah.
Offense was at fault for not coming through. We said a bunch yesterday. You know, you had the game on the shoulders of your MVP candidate quarterback, and he didn't come through. So I think there's certainly some of what we discussed yesterday, but there's more to get into with the offense based on it. I guess they talked about some of this morning on Greg's show. But Greg Bedard had some tweets about Stephon Diggs and his lack of understanding in the offense, which kind of feels like it came out of nowhere. For a guy who's had a great year so far with New England.
Right.
Kind of feels out of nowhere for an offense that has been clicking. And, well, I don't know. Maybe it's some coverage for a guy calling the plays on the other side, which
perhaps
we can get into here.
Perhaps.
At 617-779-7937, your phone number for Jones and Keefe. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. It is a Tier Tuesday, Keith.
Yes, yes.
We're going to be tearing off the traps in the film Home Alone 1
That's
and 2.
Right. I think so.
One
I
and
think
two?
All, yeah, I think so. All, I have a list here.
All of Kevin's best traps, we're going to tear them off?
Yeah. And do we tear them based on like the ones that are like most deadly to least deadly?
Oh, or,
I think that's what we do.
Yeah, I'd say.
Like the top tier traps.
On some level.
The ones you're not bouncing back from.
No, on some level, they're all pretty deadly.
They all are. Although I was going through the list a little bit earlier. Some are more of an inconvenience.
You could bleed out. You could bleed out from those ornaments.
That's
you step on those
true.
Ornaments, you could bleed
that's
out.
True.
I think on some level, they're
that's
all
true.
Technically deadly.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll do that at 11:30. It's Tommy Tuesday, Tommy Curran at High Noon, and also a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. Plus, we continue Best of Jones and Keefe, which we'll do later on in the show today. But let's start with the Patriots offense based on their performance against Buffalo. They did score 31.
Yeah.
And yet, outside of one big play, largely a broken play where Henderson reversed field, clearly wasn't the design of the play, they didn't do anything. In the second half, how concerned should we be about the offense?
I mean, you gotta it's gotta be on your radar for sure. I still think that you scored 31 total points. I will take that. Like 31 points is a pretty good day. Now I understand it was a great first half and a poor second half, and you sort of got bailed out by one big play. But you know what? This team this year does have home run hitters. They have home run threats where they didn't before. like years ago, they would struggle and they weren't going to rip off a 65-yard run. You weren't even going to have that. So at the end of the day, I still overall am a little bit more concerned about the defense than the offense, but this was a bit eye-opening when you needed a drive. You needed at least like a sustained drive to sort of kill the momentum that the Bills had and that Josh Allen had once the second half got going, and they weren't able to do that. So it's frustrating. I'm not like completely losing my mind though, because it's been 14 games. There's been way more good than bad with the Patriots offense. I didn't think Drake May was going to be the MVP of the season. I didn't think he was going to be the runner up for the MVP of the season. But yeah, tough time to have your worst game. Like, there's no doubt to me that was his worst game. He had some good runs in the first half, but they were ineffective in the second half. So I'm not going to like whistle past it and be like, oh, there's nothing here. There's no problem. But I'm also not going to lose my mind and be like, oh, they're porked, because they did put 31 on the board.
So you look at the way the game went. They scored on their opening drive, and we said this yesterday. It was like a holy crap. They came to play. Super Bowl goes through Foxborough kind
yeah.
of drive.
Yeah, yeah.
8 plays, 73 yards, 439. There was a play in there that maybe shouldn't have counted in favor of the Patriots, but it did. The 30-yard completion to Kayshon Booty on 3rd and 7. Their next drive, they didn't score. But after that, they went 6 plays, 50 yards, May 7-yard touchdown run, his second of the game, to put him up 14-0. Next drive after that, Travion Henderson, 52-yard touchdown run. The drive was 8 plays, 94 yards. That started at their own 6 and was the first of 2 big runs for Travion Henderson. That was, by the way, when I took to Twitter and said, Cam Newton, take the week off.
Oh, boy.
I'd like that one back.
Did you delete it?
No, it's out there.
You didn't delete that tweet?
No, I quote tweeted it, and I said, I guess, Cam, you can go to work.
You're allowed. Have a day,
turns
Cam.
Out you're allowed to go to work. But we were all feeling ourselves after that.
Yeah.
And then they had what was a very effective drive right before halftime. They ate up all the clock. They gave no time to Josh Allen. 7 plays, 47 yards, 36-yard Borregalis field goal. So they score on 4 out of their first 5 in the first half, or 4 out of their 5 drives in the first half, 24 points. Second half doesn't go so hot. They go 3 and out. They have a 7-play drive that ends in a Drake May interception / arm punt.
Yeah, it was actually probably better that it ended that way, the way things were going.
Travion Henderson has the 1-play 65-yard touchdown run, and then you go 3 and out and turn it over on downs with 1:54 left in the game. So I spent most of late last week saying, I don't see how Buffalo stops the Patriots. I don't see it. And I think if there's a chance to slow one of the quarterbacks down, the quarterback that's going to get slowed down is Josh Allen. The way the first half played out, perfect.
Yeah.
The way the game played out, not so much. I guess that's why I have concerns about the Pat's offense coming out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've looked like knocking on the door of a top 5 offense, maybe a top 10 offense this year. And the way that went in the second half, I'm just a little worried.
Sure.
That Buffalo maybe exposed something, may look flummoxed in the second half.
Yeah.
And he looked uncomfortable. And I just wonder if Harbaugh and the Ravens take something from that, or a team in the postseason, maybe the Houston defense, maybe the Denver defense, maybe the Bills again, wouldn't take anything from it, but they're able to build off that. I just wonder if there's something there. Now, if they go out and blow doors against Baltimore, my concerns will be put to the side. But with how invisible the offense was when they really had to have it in the second half, yeah, I'm a little concerned about the offense.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I just think that the Patriots' schedule, as we know, hasn't been loaded. But they have played some pretty good defenses, and they've been able to move the ball and score points against defenses. Now, both sides of the ball have had their issues in the red zone, right? The overall numbers look pretty good, but they've both had trouble either on defense stopping teams once they get in the red zone, or for the Patriots not settling for field goals. That's been an issue all season long. But I look at it where the Bills don't have the best defense. And so you'd say, well, that's a little bit more cause for concern. But I'd say they've actually looked better against better defenses at times this year. Patriots have, whether it's like the Browns defense or whatever else. They've looked a little bit better. Whereas the defense getting carved up by Josh Allen is what scares me. Because it's like, you were able to shut down all these other guys.
Oh,
right?
I'm more concerned about the defense than the offense.
I know you are. I'm just like, for me, That's why that side of the ball is a little bit more alarming, because you sort of skip ahead to the playoffs. I would say, yeah, you might face defenses as good, worse, better than the Bills, but like, you're not going to face anybody better than Josh Allen, because all those other quarterbacks have been eliminated. And how confident am I that they're going to get the stops? Maybe not so much. Can the offense bounce back from this and figure it out? I'd be more willing to bet on that. Yeah.
Text line. Guys, you're still beating up on this game. It was a good game.
It was a good game.
They lost the game.
They almost won.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
They almost didn't lose.
Right.
Move on. So I don't know.
I got to move on. They play one game a week. We talk about it all week, and then we start talking about the next game. It's kind of how it goes.
We spent 10 weeks. They won 10 or 11 weeks, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Complimenting the crap out of them, and like they could go great. Win the Super Bowl,
yeah.
And they're still a playoff team. They're probably still going to win the. They should win the division, mm-hmm. and maybe they can go on a run. I don't think anybody's burying them, but this game has to have you a little concerned. Text line, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. And yesterday we spent more time on the defense. Today we're going to spend more time on the offense.
No, it doesn't mean they can't turn around and win three straight and go on a run in the playoffs. Nobody's saying that, but it's just like, all right, based on what we've seen, this was a big time game because they haven't had the toughest schedule in the world. So you're looking at a fellow playoff team. What's that going to look like? And it looked awesome for two quarters, most of two quarters. And then it looked terrible for the second two quarters. And you're trying to see, all right, what could come back to bite them come playoff time? What would be sort of like their Achilles heels?
Yeah, it didn't look like they had any. Yeah. In fact, Phil Perry wrote last week, there is no blueprint for Drake May. And it turns out, nope, there is. And it turns out that there should be some concerns, I think, coming out of that game. Let's get to the receivers. Our guy Ray in Cumberland has been pretty adamant about this one.
He was quiet for several weeks, and then this week you could pop off again.
Well, he called yesterday. Yeah. He has concerns about the wide receivers. Vrabel kind of out of nowhere in his press conference yesterday was asked about the wide receivers and their inability to uncover. I want to listen to that and then react on the backside.
Just what you see of the pass catchers and their ability to uncover. How much of that was disguise and the Bills doing a good job?
We have to, continue to run routes. You know, receivers got a very unique job. We need them in the run game. You have to have them in the run game at some capacity when we run it. And then when we throw it, they have to be able to recognize man or zone quickly. Talk about expecting man and reacting to zone. And some of those routes change based on man or zone. But their job is to get open and create separation or have great spacing. And their job isn't to decide if they get the ball thrown to them or not. And I know that that's difficult. But for every time that somebody's open, you know, there's usually a time where somebody's not later on in the game. So there's a balance that you wage. And we're going to keep using everybody. We're going to keep trying to highlight their strengths and things that they do well. And give the quarterback time to find those guys.
Okay, so it's a difficult job. Got to block, got to do this, got to uncover, etc. I want to segue into something Bedard tweeted that I know Greg Show spent some time on, but the text line and even Twitch chat, Keith, seems very fixated on one thing and one thing only.
Yeah, what's up?
It's like a new sporty hairdo that you got
going
on?
I don't know what the problem is. Everybody, you know what? It's funny. I got a compliment on the way out from a friend of the show, Courtney Cox.
Oh, nice.
She goes, oh, did you get a haircut? I go, no.
Sick brag, bro.
I didn't know. I wasn't being rude, but I guess it's like a little. So people are, for some reason, all hot and bothered about my hair. First of all, it's a radio program. So most people can't even see it.
But if you'd like to tune in, that's a good shot by Brian there. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. If you want to look at it, that is like a new, it's like a must up look you got going on.
I just pushed the hair up a little bit. Somebody on the text line thinks
that's
I've joined.
That's not slick back?
No, that's push back. Okay. You can push that back real good.
Yeah, get in there.
Somebody thought I joined Good Charlotte.
I saw that text. That was a good text.
Which is not true. And then someone's like, oh, Keith, would you take a shower? Yeah, I did. I took a shower, I dried my hair, and then I just kind of pushed it up.
All the texts are about
it. I think
Keith's
it looks
hair.
Nice. I don't know why everyone's losing their minds about
Keith,
it.
No, everyone's saying it looks nice.
No, not everybody is saying it looks Keith nice. People think I look disheveled.
Keith with the British pop star look today. That's a compliment.
Okay, I guess.
When did you join Good Charlotte? You
Sid
just
vicious.
Said that. You don't think that's a compliment?
Good Charlotte? No.
They had one good song.
They might have had, yeah, they had
did you
one
sleep
good
on
song.
Your face?
Huh?
Did you sleep on your face?
All I do is push the hair up a little. It's getting long. I do need a cut.
Is there a product in
what's
there?
What's my age again,
no,
Rich?
No, Billy, no.
There's no
asking,
product?
Just asking.
No, I've never put product in there. Get your hands in there. It's water. And then it froze probably when I went outside. Trust me, I do as little maintenance on my hair, and you could probably attest to that from seeing it every day.
It's almost like you had your headphones on before you came in. It's one of that kind of thing. Like no, the front pod kind of like.
I think it's just people are so used to seeing you wearing a hat. I think that's what
it is. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what
it is.
This is
like a beautiful flowing hair underneath that hat.
Nice moss under there.
Yeah, well, then it was cold this morning, so I'm like, do I go winter hat? Do I go baseball hat? Do I just push the hair up in the air? And I didn't know it was going to be the talk of the town.
I mean, good Lord. Again, so
I think it looks nice.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can subscribe to WEEI on YouTube. Go log in there. Drink in the majesty of Chiefs.
I don't put anything in there. Should I put stuff in there? Do you put goop in your hair?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. There's product in there.
Really?
Yeah, like a hair wax. I got like
a hair wax?
I got like a hair wax I pop in there, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't put anything
breaks
in there.
Breaks out the pomade.
Yeah. I have a shampoo conditioner all in one. Throw that in there.
You think I get this kind of volume popping out of bed, Keith?
I don't know what the hell you do. Do you blow dry it in the morning, too? You have the blow dryer?
I do not blow dry
it. A straightener?
You have a straightener? There's a little product right in there. That's what I do.
I didn't think it was going to be just everybody's going to be so hot and bothered by it. I think it is a good look. I don't know if I can keep this up, though.
I'd bring it back.
Garrett Richards' jacket thinks it looked like Al Pacino.
That's a compliment.
Is it?
He's 85.
Oh, which Al Pacino are we talking about?
Al Pacino from Heat?
Young Al Pacino?
Serpico?
Which Al Pacino? Godfather 1?
2.
Scarface?
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about?
Insomnia?
That's not very
flattering. Yeah, Insomnia. That would be a very flattering one.
You're talking about Jack and Jill Al Pacino?
Billy just knees like nodded. Like, yeah, finally.
Yeah, good shout out.
Sailor I enjoy Roberts. Jack and Jill. I can admit it's a garbage
movie. It's getting the respect it deserves,
yep,
I think.
Finally.
Twitch numbers through the roof right now. People
know,
are people
come
are
on,
just,
ladies
from
and
everywhere.
Gentlemen
tuning in
check
all
it out
over the place just to see Keith's hairdo.
YouTube, Twitch. Are you jealous? I didn't even put anything in there and it looks this good.
I am jealous of that. That's nothing in there.
That's just water.
Water. I gotta sit there and pick through it with my hair wax in the morning. I can't just roll out of bed like you over there.
A little tick comb. You're like a little tiny tick comb. Or fleeing tick.
Yeah, no, I feel good. Thanks for all the compliments.
Well,
yeah.
you're looking better, let's just say, Keith, than the receivers did on Sunday.
This guy thinks my ex-wife's going to come back.
Oh, you're going to get her back?
Yeah, I got to get her back.
This is all a ploy to get your ex-wife back.
A haircut.
Oh, you must have a date after this.
Sorry, Katie. Sorry, girls.
Yeah, sorry.
My ex-wife is back. Yeah. Well, you look better than the Pats receivers did. Greg Bedard had this tweet yesterday, kind of out of nowhere. Something was off with Steph Diggs against the Bills.
Oh, boy.
His route running, pretty suspect. Might have been just confused by the coverages, but that's unlike him.
That is very unlike him. Steph Diggs is a veteran receiver. Steph Diggs has been playing with this team now for 14 games. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like he understood the coverages and the routes back in week 5 when he lit up the Bills.
Seemed that way.
So he's forgotten the plays over the next 9 weeks? I doubt it.
I wouldn't think he's forgotten the plays. Is it possible the Bills were throwing something at him
that
threw him off, and they're all
possible?
As Vrabel said, you know, they're all choice routes there based on what the defense is going to do. So, I don't know. I guess all that's possible.
Yeah,
it does feel like maybe everyone's favorite Josh McDaniels has come under some fire, and you have to wonder if this is an answer that either McDaniels is pushing, or this is coverage for Josh McDaniels having a brutal second half. And I'll start with the quarterback. I'm not the one calling out the receivers and the way they uncover and looking confused by the routes and being suspect. But that seems like some of the coverage being presented here. So what do you think? You think it was just an off day for Diggs? Do you think this is what the Patriots coaching staff may feel about this? Like, what's your read on that?
Well, I think it has been a little bit of a stretch here where he hasn't been the most effective, right? So he had that 100-yard game against the Jets on Thursday Night Football, and then in the 3 games since, he hasn't even gotten to 100 yards combined. So I don't know. And, you know, one thing I guess you'd have to be alert of is, on the one hand, we always kind of point out how there are a lot of Patriots beat writers who love Josh McDaniels because they're nice to each other, and so they're not going to say anything bad about each other.
Yeah, the McDaniels mafia, as it were. Yeah.
And Bedard might be the head of that. So anytime you hear something from the offense, because I heard Wiggy talking about it this morning, and Wiggy, I agree with him, from the outside, when we're watching the game, we don't know what route Steph Diggs was supposed to run. Or Kayshon Booty, or Pop Douglas, for that matter. We don't know. Like, you can kind of guess, and sometimes you can sort of see when the quarterback might gesture something or whatever. You can kind of try to figure it out. But what if the offensive coordinator is maybe talking, maybe off the record, maybe on the record, and sort of alluding to certain things, right? Now, again, that could be truthful or could also be kind of covering himself. Like, there's a lot that you got to kind of read into that.
It's a weaselly offensive coordinator you have when it comes to covering his own ass.
I'm like, is that possible?
But,
yeah.
But it's possible that it's true, yeah.
I just find it odd that, you know, when other receivers have come in here and really struggled, and I know the offense was different, you know, under Tom Brady than what they're doing now. Or there's differences, but there are receivers that just didn't get it, and they didn't get it right away, and they didn't get it all season, then they were done. To all of a sudden in like week 15 be
pretty
like,
strange.
He's off. He didn't really get it. I'm like, I think he does.
And after a full day of the offensive coordinator getting questioned.
Yeah. Now we're pivoting to Steph
Diggs.
All
of a sudden, late in the day, it's like, boy, geez, it was kind of a weird day for Steph Diggs, huh?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird where that comes
from. I don't really buy it.
All I know, Josh McDaniels was a guest on the Quick Snap podcast with David Andrews and Brian Hoyer. If Hoyer comes in with some of this Diggs excuse-making this afternoon on WEEI Afternoons, yeah. I think we're going to have a pretty good idea where it's coming from.
I'll be all ears.
Get ready for that.
When
he gets asked about Steph Diggs today, and we'll make sure hard ass. When he gets asked about Steph Diggs today, I'm curious to hear the Brian Hoyer answer after Josh McDaniels is on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's like, geez, Steph Diggs doesn't know the offense anymore. He's confused. It's unlike him. Yeah, that is unlike him.
It
kind of seems like he knows the offense.
To the point, it hasn't happened.
In fact, maybe it's something else. But okay, I'm curious to hear more about that. How big of an issue are the receivers on this team? I know some of you out there, our pal Ray and Cumberland, feels that way. I think the receiving room has been much better than we expected, and I think it's been fine. And I don't think it's a reason they're going to lose a playoff game, but perhaps you feel differently. You can weigh in. 617-779-7937. It's Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off all the traps in Home Alone 1 and 2. I didn't make it to 3, so I can't speak
just
to those.
Just missed. No, I'm a Macaulay Culkin guy.
If they're in there.
Kevin McAllister's not in it. I'm not watching it.
Tommy E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran at High Noon. Let's get his thoughts on Steph Diggs. See if he wants to go there as well and excuse the offensive coordinator. Plus, a key for Madness for you at 12:45. We continue our best of. Jones and Keefe as well all week long. Billy Lanning has the latest here in trending. And when we come back, Vrabel's messaging about to get put to the test with a big game on Sunday in Baltimore.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
More, we'll get to it next.
Yeah. I'm an outsider looking in, and, you know, I know that the officials have a very difficult job. My biggest thing, even when I was a player, is just be consistent. I know it's got to be difficult for you because you understand what they go through, but what do they say to you out there? Because we're just on the outside looking in.
Well, first of all, you know a lot about tug and pull, okay? So, I would say that...
Come on. You don't think I was able to get open without the tug and pull?
Pause. It is a difficult job. Mm-hmm. They do have a difficult job. The consistency, sometimes I struggle with it. Whether, you know, I'll say this. The Bills lead the NFL in offensive holding. And I'll leave it at that.
Right.
And that would be hard for me to understand how the team that is coming into the game leading, and that's how they play, didn't have one yesterday.
Right.
So that's hard for me to understand.
That was Mike Vrabel whining about the refs yesterday. And in fairness, it didn't come out of nowhere. He's done that plenty of times. Asked about one thing and pivoted to something else. He's asked about the refs. He says, or volunteers, that they lead the NFL in offensive holding, and then says they didn't get called for one, which is inaccurate and wrong. I mean, they did get called for one. A touchdown got called back in the game yesterday, as we illustrated. But that set off a bit of a firestorm in the Buffalo media, Keith. Our guy Sal, did you see him yesterday?
No, what was Sal up to?
Sal Capaccio.
He's all hot and bothered now?
It had quite a bit of views, I could go track this down.
He's the sideline guy.
But Sal Capaccio, was that a brag last week? I can't remember. That
I
was
think
a brag,
it was.
Wasn't it? Didn't win.
No.
But
it was a nominee.
We talked to him last week. He had some video.
I'm on the radio broadcast on the sidelines.
Sick brag, bro.
You know, ranting and raving about, here you go. I had to listen to the clip to believe he actually said this after his team blew a 21-point lead is what Sal said.
Then there's another longer
radio clip, but that's what he tweeted when it happened.
Yeah, that's good. So, that's good blood feud. It should be a rivalry.
And I don't know if he is the one who asked Sean McDermott about this, but one of the Buffalo reporters, and I, brag, watched the whole McDermott press conference yesterday. I'm like, where's the question? The question? When are you going to get to the question?
Finally.
They jammed it in at the very end.
It's always the last one.
One of the reporters like, excuse me, teacher.
Real quick.
By the way, one more.
Before you go.
Did you hear what Mike Vrabel said about you?
Yeah.
So here's how that went at the tail end.
He was on a local radio show. I don't expect you to go the back and forth, but one thing that he did say I wanted to get your reaction to. He said the Bills lead the NFL in offensive holding. That would be hard for me to understand how a team that is coming into the game leading, and that's how they play, didn't have one yesterday. Do you think that's a fair assessment, that that's how you play?
We go by what the officials call. We're focused on the Cleveland Browns at this point, so you know, Mike can talk, you know, what he wants to talk about. With all due respect, we enjoyed a good game yesterday, hard-fought game, and we're moving on to the Cleveland Browns. So.
On to the Browns.
So I say that every day. I say that after lunch.
Sick brag, bro.
It's usually what I say. But I read that comment before I heard it. I was hoping that he had
a little bit more biting.
Yeah,
like,
no, he more like he's like, we had a pretty good performance or whatever he said.
He didn't take the cheese.
Not at all.
He didn't take the cheese at all.
But he's being asked about it, and Buffalo fans are losing their mind about it. And
it's on their radar.
I got news for you. That was a soft-ass, whiny answer from Vrabel. It was. So, look, you said yesterday, and I agree, Keith, he probably deserves the benefit of the doubt for how he's handled this. I kicked and screamed when he didn't bench Ramondre Stevenson. I kicked and screamed when there was no discipline. I thought they were going to outright cut Pop Douglas.
Right.
There's a bunch of other examples of this year. Vrabel largely has handled it right and pushed the right buttons.
Oh, my God. Even week one. Go back to week one. Andy Borgalis missing all these kicks. And we're like, this guy's going to. You're holding on to this guy. And whatever he said to him, however he coached it, it seemed to work out. They have far exceeded expectations. But as we've also pointed out, as the season has gone on, we are all allowed to, them included, raise their expectations. Because you're right, if they just finished with 11 wins, everybody would have signed up for that. But when you win 10 of your first 12, or whatever it was, 11 of your first 13, you're like, oh, all right. Well, you can go a little bit better than that.
Let's just see.
Thought we'd be nitpicking a loss to the Bills, and you split with the Bills. I saw somebody in the Twitch chat say, hey, you split with the Bills, I'm good. Yeah, I guess, but when you're up by 21 points, that's different than just simply losing a game to Buffalo.
You didn't just lose.
No, no,
you blew a giant lead.
You're up 3 touchdowns.
Okay? So I was picking you going into the game. I expected you to win the game going into it.
Yeah.
Never mind when you're up 3 touchdowns.
Right.
You didn't just split with Buffalo. You were ready to sweep them. You had them on the ropes, and you gave it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it. I mean, I want to give them some credit, too, but I think that's more about the Patriots going comatose at halftime, or, you know, certainly the Bills maybe figuring something out when it comes to Drake May and his poor play. Good point here by the Twitch chat. Rather be golfing. I get why fans now want to blame the refs. The head coach is doing it.
Yeah, he's done it off and on all season.
I expect it from fans. I do.
Yeah.
It's babyish and soft from fans. When the coach does it, that just is.
It opens the door, for sure.
Well, it opens the door, and it's just so unflattering. So let's see where it goes. If they come out and they answer the bell against Baltimore, no harm, no foul. But I do think his messaging, which is like, ah, well, hey, it's been 83 days since we lost, and oh, by the way, the refs stunk, and... Well, you know, it's going to be a learning experience for us. That's how he's handled it, kind of brushed the loss aside.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the MVP over there. What do you want us to do?
Tip your cap.
If he doesn't get results this week, it's fair to give him the benefit of the doubt in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't get results this week, that messaging is getting put to the test.
Oh, yeah. That's why this is such a big game, not just, you know, record-wise, seeding-wise, division-wise, but it's been so long since they've lost. How do they bounce back? The last time they lost, they played one of their best games. It was a little bit of a slow start to Carolina, and then they just blew doors.
Yep.
Right? So that was following a loss. That was also when it was early, but you're like, man, you go to 1-3 with the Bills the following week? Like, what would the season have looked like then? And they responded.
They did.
After one of their worst games, if not their worst game, where they turned it over 5 times and they lost to the Steelers, they responded with a ridiculous 10-game winning streak. So, you know, hopefully that's what happens now.
Tweet here at Jones and Keith.
Okay.
At Jones WEEI.
Is it about my hair?
21. It is not,
okay,
believe
good.
It or not.
Good.
I had to filter through some of those.
Yeah, save it.
Text line is still saying that?
Yeah, they're all over it.
You read a good one in the break, I thought.
Somebody thinks I got plastic surgery, and I'm trying to distract by changing my hairstyle.
Wait, that wasn't the one you brought up, but I saw that.
No,
one.
I didn't bring that one up.
It's a...
Cheekbones look a little higher.
Yeah. Just a little minor cosmetic stuff. It's not a big deal, guys.
I don't know what it is.
Just trying to age gracefully.
Very, very flattering today, Keith, is what it is.
Thank
it's
you.
A flattering look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's roll out of bed that way. I spend all this time. This is the best I got. So spending all this time. You just roll out of bed that way.
Uh-huh.
But one tweet here, shockingly not about your hair. It is, Pat, you guys crack me up.
Nice.
You'll blame everybody but the choke job by Drake May. I thought we said this yesterday. We said the game's on the shoulders of the MVP candidate and he didn't come through. I thought we blamed him.
We did.
You said he had his worst game of the year.
Yeah, it was. It was his worst game of the year.
I was blaming him.
No, I feel like
was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
The audience changes all the time, Jones.
Great point, Nick. I still think the defense, to me, let the team down more than Drake May did. But Drake May's on the list. Mike Vrabel's on the list. You can't be the head coach of a team that blows a 21-point lead at home and then be like, oh, no problems here. So I'm not just going to, like, scapegoat anybody else and say this guy was great. Because even with everything that happened, even with 5 consecutive touchdown drives, Drake May had the ball down 4 north of the 2-minute warning and got 5 yards.
Yeah.
Got 5 yards and was just like, there was nothing there. There was no like threat that they were going to win the game. There was not even a Hail Mary chance. It was nothing. It was tough. They had like negative yards if you take away the Travion Henderson touchdown.
Yeah.
It was an awful second half. He was a big part of that.
They had 3 opportunities once the Bills took the lead to go get the lead back, and he did nothing. Outside of getting out in front and quote-unquote blocking for Travion Henderson, he did nothing on those 3 drives. Henderson scored on a broken play. They went 3 and out on the next drive, and then they went 4 plays and turned it over on downs and got 5 yards, as you just said. So that was with the game on his shoulders. I mean, I thought we did some of that yesterday. I thought we even did it earlier today.
Yeah.
Pat says when Brady was here, he was hammered for a terrible half of football by the QB. Terrible half, unreal. I do not think May was their biggest problem.
No.
So, I mean, if that's me not hammering him, then fine.
No.
But, yeah, no, he was a big part of that, for sure.
And he won't win the MVP probably
because
of it.
We said that yesterday, too. It was like Garrett Crochet giving up all the home runs to the Guardians.
Yeah, like that was it.
Let's sign out
a good run.
MVP now gone. Sam is in the truck on the Pats loss. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, yes. Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yes, you see, this is playoff football, right? And most time, that's why Josh was for Buffalo, took charge of the game. The quarterback is going to take charge to get past the defense. And Drake May, he's still there. I mean, I still love what he has done for the year. He's a good student of the game, good thing. But the coordinator will send the play in, and then the quarterback is going to be the one to know if that play that the quarterback that they send in.
So, Sam, I agree with you on this. I haven't really spent much time blaming Josh McDaniels. I just think the McDaniels defenders are now coming out with a defense for him today. That was the only thing I said.
Yeah,
but no,
right.
I spent no time yesterday blaming McDaniels for the loss. I start with the quarterback, and I start with the head coach. I skip right over the OC, and I don't waste time with it when May looks like the MVP of the league. I think that's May. And when they have a crummy game, I don't blame Josh for it. I blame Drake May.
But you know what's going to be interesting? He's talking about like playoffs and the quarterback being super important, which is obvious, and I can't disagree with that. If the current playoff situation holds in the AFC, the only quarterback in the AFC to even have been to a Super Bowl will be Aaron Rodgers. The 40-whatever-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who none of us buy into, even though they had a nice win last night. But, I mean, so Bo Nix or Justin Herbert, who everyone says is a choke artist, Trevor Lawrence, C.J. Stroud, and then Allen and May. So Allen's the best of the bunch, but he's never won an AFC championship game.
Nope. Allen's won games in the playoffs.
Yes, yes.
Did Lawrence win a game?
Stroud has.
Oh, Stroud's
Lawrence
won a couple.
Against the Chargers,
beat Herbert.
27
points. Lawrence beat Herbert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right. So, I mean, but there's not a lot of, like, playoff wins in the AFC playoff
field.
Outside of,
I mean, if you
said.
Added up the record, I think even with Rodgers, it would definitely be a losing record overall.
Interesting. Yep. Good text here. I think I get it. I didn't see the film, but Keefe's hair is like if Jones took the substance.
I think that's a compliment for me.
No, it's a compliment. It's definitely a
You're
shot
Demi
at me.
You're Demi Moore on Margaret Qualley. That...
I think I get it.
You've seen everything. You see a lot of Margaret Qualley in that movie.
And a lot of them more.
That's true. And I ain't mad at it.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
She's in Landman, Keith.
Oh, Demi Moore
Oh, yeah, she is.
I like Demi Moore.
You don't see as much of her as you see Allie Larder, though.
I like Allie Larder.
You're seeing a lot of, you're seeing
really?
A lot of Allie Larder
more
in
than
show.
Varsity Blues?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, what channel is this on?
It's on Paramount, isn't
Paramount.
It?
Hell yeah.
You
hell
reach
yeah.
for it, Keith. Pay attention.
Oh, that's right. You were doing a good job selling
it. I was
that.
Like, Kat, I'm gonna keep watching this show.
I was about to ask why you kept watching it when you didn't seem to like it.
How come Landman's always at the 22-minute mark? Don't worry about it. I don't know. It freezes there. It's so weird.
It must be a glitch. Our pal JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, I like the new segment.
Well, what is that now?
Keith's Cuts once a week. You talk about style, grooming. You could call like celebrities in. Cam Newton could talk about hats, okay. Dolak oh, hair.
Yeah.
It could be a whole segment.
Oh, this was what Keith's Cuts. This is what we wanted to do last year with Devon Godshaw. We wanted to do like fashion sense.
Yeah, he was going to dress us.
Yeah, we
and
could.
Then we never talked to him again.
No, we could carry it. Yeah, he never talked to the show again.
That's a good idea, though, JP.
JP,
I like
great
it.
Idea.
I always like to have an idea. It might be better than baking with the Joneses, though. So, I got to keep spirits, you all kidding aside. It's smoke and mirrors talking about the offense. This receiver was wrong. Josh McDaniels is wrong. It's the defense. Lamar is sitting there looking at that film going, oh, I know what we're going to do Sunday. And I'm petrified. A mobile quarterback with our defense that is not as good as it's been all year worries me as we get closer to the playoffs and mobile quarterbacks.
JP, I'm with you. Defense and Keefe is as well. Defense is more concerning than the offense. Mm-hmm. We did most yesterday on that, so we're focusing more on the offense today. And Greg Bedard has proposed that Steph Diggs all of a sudden forgot the offense, which is just interesting and convenient,
yeah.
Given that Josh McDaniels took a full beating yesterday for 24 hours.
Have
but,
you
okay.
seen, by the way, what Lamar Jackson has done running this season
and
recently?
Can't be good.
Not much.
Yeah, especially since he's come back from that injury, it's definitely not.
He has two total rushing touchdowns, and one of them was week one in that shootout loss to the Bills. Last week, he had just 2 for 26. He had 7 for 43, 6 for 27, 7 for 11, 4 for 10. Those are his last five games.
Maybe we can do this each day. Speaking of new segments, Keith.
Yeah, Keith's Cuts. What time is that
going to
be?
Keith's Cuts. We're going to have to fit that in somewhere. That's a great idea by JP.
I do.
Your concern level for the Baltimore game. Where are you at sitting here today?
What's the scale?
Tuesday.
Is it the same scale as Henry or no?
I'd call
1 to 100.
I was going to go 1 to 100.
100 being like I'm terrified. I can't even open my eyes.
Yes.
1 being like they're going to win convincingly. Uh-huh. I am at a
7.
Yeah.
It's that low.
27.
Okay.
27.
20.
What are you?
Wait.
7.
Yeah, 27. What are you?
30.
All right. So, no, I'd rather be.
7.
Thank you. 37.
I'm in a good spot there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm not freaking out. I know that they're 2.5-point underdogs, and I just lost a few hams on the money line against the Bills. I might try to reload those hams up against money line Ravens.
I'm picking the Patriots.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But. I don't know, and that's Tuesday. By Friday, who knows where I'm going to be?
Well, like, part of it is, like, we've seen that we hadn't seen them lose in so long.
Yep.
Right? And so now you just saw it.
That's just jarring.
But, like, Lamar Jackson isn't having a great season, and it's, like, part of it is his injury or whatever. Like, they're not the same Ravens. Whereas, like, Josh Allen, you're like, yeah, they're putting a lot on him, but, like, it's still in there. We saw him, what, a couple weeks ago have, like, 6 touchdowns in a game. So, like, it's still in there with Allen. I don't know about this season with Jackson or the Ravens. They're not as good of a
That's
team
a fair
as,
point.
The Bills.
The Bills haven't looked as good as a team as they have in years past, but you had no questions about Allen.
Right. The Ravens might miss the playoffs.
The Ravens don't look like the same team, and Lamar doesn't look the
Correct.
Same.
Right.
All right, 35. You talk me down
27.
35. 617-779-7937. More on this. You can jump in on the offensive struggles. You can jump in on Vrabel and his crying, your concern level for the game. And, of course, Rich Keefe's very, very handsome new hairstyle.
Stylish hair. Getting a lot of compliments. I'm telling you, Courtney stopped me in the hallway.
I loved it.
She stopped me in the hallway.
Speaking of guys with great haircuts. At least what he has left of it.
Who, Davey?
Let's get to Jaylen Brown.
Oh, Jaylen Brown.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
But up next.
Simons missed it. Pistons rebound, and the Celtics will let them kill the rest of this clock.
Well, great battle. Only thing I would say is it felt like the officials in the third quarter kind of got in the way, but the Pistons 100% earned this win.
Yep, chapter three of this terrific season series goes to the Pistons. First time a team has won on the other team's home floor. Pistons 112, Celtics 105.
I like Scal's analysis there at the end.
Yeah, a little quick drive-by there.
Man, the Pistons deserve the win.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the refs.
Well, the refs kind of got in the way there in the third quarter.
Bungled the game in the third.
Somewhere Mike Vrabel's like, yeah, more of that.
Yes. Good analysis there, Scal. I agree.
I don't find this loss as frustrating as the loss of Milwaukee without Giannis.
Oh, Cade Cunningham is awesome.
This was another game where they were up and they blew that lead. But Detroit's really good. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, spend too much time kicking and screaming about a loss to the Pistons.
No, it seems like it would be a fun series.
It would be.
They play each other three times this year. Detroit's won two of them. The East is wide open. Like, I don't know if – can you really see the Pistons making the NBA Finals this year? Like, I don't know.
My answer to that would be no.
Yeah, but I would too, but then I don't really have good. I don't have a good answer as to who will emerge. Like, they're 2.5 up on the Knicks for the best
record. So I was gonna
record.
Say, if you had to answer it today, like Knicks and Pistons in a series, I would take New York.
Yeah, I would. Oh, speaking of the Knicks, have you seen any of Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart's post-game press conferences?
No.
So those guys are obviously friends. Yeah. It's pretty funny. I should have had Nick pull this, but so they were sitting there and somebody was asking Josh Hart about Jalen Brunson, and the guy leads the question with, he's obviously like short or whatever, and like, you know, not the most athletic. And Brunson goes, Jesus. And then Hart's like laughing. And he's like looking at him. He's like, but where would you say like he ranks, like, you know, as like a scorer in the league, like based on his size or whatever. And so Josh Hart's like kind of making fun of him, but also kind of very much complimenting him. And then he walks into his answer where he's like, I mean, I guess like inch for inch, he's the best in the league. And then they both stop, and like Jalen Brunson covers his mouth, and they're just like the rest of the press conference. But those guys are actually pretty likable. They're but the Knicks, I don't see the Knicks making the finals either,
okay,
honestly.
But you're asking me to like pick a team.
Oh, I'll take Cade Cunningham. I guess I'll take the guy I think is the best player right now
He hasn't won a series.
No, he hasn't.
And he lost to New York last year.
Yeah, he did.
So
I think he's better. I think the team's better.
Right? Did they lose to New York? They played New York last year, right?
No, or did they lose to
Indiana?
Regardless. Was it the Knicks?
I picked
the Pistons to win
too.
That series.
They haven't won a series. So to go from not winning anything to all of a sudden blasting through all the way to an NBA Finals, I feel like rarely happens. Not that it's never happened.
Yeah.
But that rarely happens. I'd take a team like New York. But anyway, my roundabout point, Detroit good. I'm not overly frustrated with the loss. Jaylen Brown, we talk about him as like a franchise guy. And part of what would be
the Thunder in 11 did that. They lost in the first round with Durant and Westbrook. The next year, they made it to the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Nope. Never mind. Conference Finals. Take it back.
Whatever.
That was quick math.
I was about to say, is this
Durant
and
Westbrook?
No, but
the Pistons did have the biggest turnaround ever last year. And even though they did not have the playoff success, I just feel like it is really wide open. Yeah. It's not like, you know, normally you would
see
a team.
I'm not telling you they suck. Just now I got to pick a team. I would take the Knicks over them. Yeah.
Okay. Would you to say they're the next team? Because like it's not the Raptors.
No, it's right? Probably, yeah, it's probably them next.
Yeah, all right.
But so part of what would make it a fun series if they did get Detroit is Jalen and Beef Stew there.
I love Beef Stew
going
man.
At it. I know
because he hates LeBron. He tried to fight LeBron at mid-court one year.
He's ready to fight anybody.
LeBron. John.
Oh yeah, he's ready to fight you.
Jalen wanted none of it. Jalen kept.
Jalen's
like,
smart.
Jalen kind of kept mixing it up, and then I think realizing who it was, and he was like,
yeah,
yeah.
Even Drew Carter's like, I'd like to see that. And Scal's like, no, you don't.
No, you don't. Yeah. Maybe Mazzulla versus Beef Stew.
That's a more fair fight.
Yeah,
that's more fair fight.
Yeah, Beef Stew should be worried about that based on some of Mazzulla's serial killer
no,
comments.
But my thing on Jalen Brown real quick would be the guy.
He does.
The guy's on an unbelievable stretch right now,
yeah.
But he is not a good free throw shooter, and last night was bad.
Okay, so if you talk about can Jalen be a number one and can he be a franchise guy, this to me would really be an issue for him. He was 7 of 14 last night, so we're piling on a bad night.
This hurts him.
But we've seen this a lot. If you are the guy at the end of the game.
Yeah.
They're going to put you on the free throw line, and if you can't make them.
The only guy who's really been able to overcome that is LeBron, because he's also not a great free throw shooter.
Giannis won a title.
Yep,
and Giannis in one of those games against Phoenix hit 8 billion free throws.
Yeah, good point. But Jalen Brown, it always seems like there's one late in the game that he misses, even on a night where he finishes like 5 for 6. I was surprised when they put it up the graphic last night that he shoots 78%. I'm like, that actually seems kind of high.
Oh,
because usually you think of like 80
still,
and above
still
is
early
good.
In the year.
No, I know.
That's probably a chance of going down.
But it's not as simple as this, obviously, with the butterfly effect and everything. But he was 7 of 14 from the free throw line, and again, they lost by 7.
Yeah.
So it's like he's 34 points. You know, it was mostly two-pointers. Like, he didn't take a lot of threes. He only hit one three.
He was grabbing rebounds. He was dishing out assists.
Oh, no, he had a great
game. He's on an awesome stretch. Yeah, he's had a great game. He's had a great 10-game stretch where he looks like he's as good as anybody.
What was? Do you hear the stat they kept saying last night? He's got the most 30-point games to start a year in like 24, 25 games, whatever it's been, since Havlicek.
Wow.
Like something like that. They kept saying that on the broadcast last night.
So he, but yeah, missed a bunch of free throws, and it was a little bit frustrating. But that is a good Pistons team. I mean, they're 21-5 now after that win.
Well, and the two he missed, there were 2:01 left. They're down 4.
Yeah.
You make those one possession. You make one. It's a one possession game.
Right, right.
And no, those felt like killers. So you want to prop up Jalen. And I do.
Yeah,
you
he's been very good.
He can carry the team. And how far can they go if you can't make free throws and you can't make clutch free throws? And there is a difference.
Yep.
If you can't do that,
that's tough.
Can you really carry a team and can you really be the guy? That might be the one thing. Cleaning up the turnovers.
Yeah.
And hitting those free throws.
But you can get away with it some year. Like, if you have other guys, like if you get the ball to Pritchard or White in those spots, like we're talking about like literally like they're going to foul you, like you're winning. I think we've seen that.
Oh, that
like
you can do.
You can find guys
but
that
now,
can do that.
But now you're down a bucket and Jalen has the ball. I'd foul him.
Yep.
And I'd put him on the line and I'd make him go hit him.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to let him do his pull-up jumper or let him get to the rim or whatever, his step-back jumper, any of it.
Yeah.
I'd put him on the line. And I think if you're down a basket, that's where it kills you. I agree. You're up a couple of possessions. Get the ball in somebody else's hands. They can hit the free throws. That's fine. You could do that. The problem is when you're down and you need a basket like last night. You're down 4. I would have no problem fouling Jalen Brown. None.
Yeah.
So we can get to your feedback on this if you want to add it. I also want to mix in some Red Sox thoughts coming up. A wild trade, and I just mean a trade that probably won't impact the team at all this year, but it very, very much might impact the future of Craig Breslow, who, let's just say, Keith has a type.
I mean, he's building a stable.
Craig,
this guy, the horseman.
Craig Breslow, the Haas man, is building a stable. He has a type, and this is the kind of trade that really can tell a lot about the job you do as a GM, the direction things are heading for the chief baseball officer, I should say, my guy, Craig Breslow, plus some buzz on Jaren Duran. We'll mix that in with all your Patriots and Celtics thoughts coming up next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.